That was a really, really fun garden to have that we can grow, you guys. Thank you, sweetheart. Like my wife mentioned earlier, that would be to have a piece of paper and something to write with. We're going to do something that's mentally and spiritually fun. This exercise is going to be 13 questions I will ask everyone, and write down your answers. And when we're done with the 13 questions, after I go over them, I will repeat them with the answers. So hopefully this will stimulate your minds to God's word, and you'll have the answers. Okay? Now, I want to start off with question number one, and that is, who said the following statement? For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Who said the following statement? For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Question number two. Name the father of Shem. S-H-E-M. Name the father of Shem. Give you a few seconds. Question number three. To whom did God say the following? For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Question number four. In the analogy used in Ephesians, what is represented by the helmet? In the analogy used in Ephesians, what is represented by the helmet? Number five. Where exactly did Jesus say he was going when he said, I go to prepare a place for you? Question number six. Fill in the following blank with one word. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his blank endureth to all. Once again, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his blank endureth to all generations. I left that one out. Question number seven. According to Proverbs, what does a man find which is a good thing? What does a man find which is a good thing? Number eight, which book in the New Testament says that a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? A Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Question number nine. Fill in the blank with one word, once again. A virtuous woman is a blank to her husband. A virtuous woman is a blank to her husband. Question number 10. What Bible name means rock? What Bible name means rock? And question number 11, which book asks Christians to pray for kings and all those in authority? Which book asks Christians to pray for kings and all those in authority? Moving on to number 12. In what book in the Bible is the following verse found? For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the last question I have for everyone tonight, number 13, complete the following verse. This is the day the Lord hath made, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. This is the day the Lord hath made, dot, dot, dot. I trust I gave you enough time to answer these questions. But now, let's go over them with the answers. The first question was, who said the following statement? For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. That person was the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 12:8, speaking of the thorn in the flesh, the Apostle Paul. Question number two was, name the father of Shem, and that would be Noah, Genesis 10:1. Question number three, to whom did God say the following? For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And that would be Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7, speaking of judging on appearance. God says, look at the heart, not at the clothes, the height, or any other thing. Question number four. In the analogy used in Ephesians, what is represented by the helmet? Salvation. Salvation. Ephesians 6:17, speaking of the armor of God. Question number five. Where exactly did Jesus say he was going when he said, I go to prepare a place for you? His Father's house. John 14:2. Speaking about Jesus is the way to the Father. Let's go down to question number six. Fill in the following blank with one word. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The word is truth. We find that in Psalms 100, verse 5. Number seven. According to Proverbs, what does a man find which is a good thing? A wife, Proverbs 18:22, and I found a super good thing. Huh. Question number eight. Which book in the New Testament says that a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians, and in 1 Corinthians it's 6:19. How about question number nine? Fill in the blank with one word. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. And my beautiful wife sure is a crown. Number 10. What Bible name means rock? That would be Peter or Cephas. John 1:42. Question number 11. Which book asks Christians to pray for kings and all those in authority? And that would be 1 Timothy 2:2. Moving on to question 12. In what book in the Bible is the following verse found? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That would be Hebrews 4:12. You know, this is the power God has so graciously given to us to use with authority. We know that life is spiritual. Question number 13 to wrap things up. Complete the following verse. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad of it. Psalms 118:24. So let's continue our days with much thanksgiving of our hearts to His. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us to retain these promises, these truths, these words that give life to us, Father. And so much more we find in your word, which is matchless, which is healing, which is delivering. I thank you for, again, all of your sons and daughters, that they can continue to count their blessings one by one, because you are a giving God. You've shown us that through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and everything that He's endured. So, Father, I come to you tonight with a thankful heart on behalf of your family and ask you, Father, to continue to guide us and help us with your great, great love. And it's in Jesus' wonderful, risen, and saving name that I pray. Amen.